Getting teens to do their homework? Good luck getting them outdoors, into the mountains, to research solutions for environmental problems? That, it turns out, is not that difficult.
Getting kids out into the environment inspires them to protect it, because if you don't know what you're protecting, why would you bother?
That's the Cottonwood Institute's mission, working with teachers. It supports programs that incorporate environmental projects into local school curricula. As a class, the students select an environmental issue to work on, look for solutions, and team up with local environmentalists to implement those changes. After the 6 to 12 week-long program, they have a better understanding of what it takes to have a meaningful impact.
So I've learned a lot about CCD, which is colony collapse disorder, which has to do with the disappearance of bees. I've also learned a lot about fracking and water pollution.
This group is working to eliminate food waste, planting produce for a school garden to be used in preparing school lunches. Cottonwood Institute founder Ford Church says he wants these teams to think about future generations.
The big thing that's important for us is making sure that our students take care of the land that we're exploring. In the city, you might drop trash on the ground and it's not a big deal, and that's a big deal to us because this is our playground, this is our office, so to speak, and we really want to take care of it.
For students, it's a chance to experience how one person can make a difference.
It just felt like all of the things that are happening to our planet that are negative feels so big and impossible for me to change. But while getting involved in this program, I realized that it's actually really easy to take it step by little step.
The lesson is sinking in.
It's really good to learn about the ecology and learn about the issues that we cause on the environment and how we can work on that and try to fix that.
Last year, the decade-old institute served 415 students, guiding them through nearly 5,000 hours of projects, giving them a chance to explore the outdoors and make a difference in their community. For VOA News, Paula Vargas in Denver.